Stampede.
Garner is in 223, recorded 4/14/2024. Since I like to think of myself as a natural man, I'm neither a Democrat nor a Republican, a socialist, a communist, or even an anarchist. I believe in the laws of the natural world, and as such, I know this. Nothing in this world is equal, and that means nothing is the same. And that's the reason why democracies are so difficult in succeeding. When you have over 340 million Americans, all with different, unique DNA, it's difficult to arrive at a consensus on anything. Trying to make people conform is a Herculean task. That's why money is the mother's milk of politics. In this country, if you're a politician and you want a majority of people to vote for you, you need a lot of money to be elected. And one of the truths about politicians is that they have to make deals or promises to a lot of different people to get elected. That's how they get their money. So once they get enough money to run their campaigns, they then use that resource to convince the voting public that they're the right candidate to hold public office. In the old days, it was by whistleblowing stops, with candidates going from town to town on trains and giving speeches, or large rallies shouting out how they should be elected to office. But things have changed, and today candidates have to have large amounts of money to wage a psychological battle against an opponent. The theory is, if you run hundreds of advertisements on television tearing down your opponent, then you'll get the public to vote for you. Of course, it works both ways. a candidate tears down a rival, and then the rival does the same, each smearing each other. In other words, America's democracy results in a majority of people electing a candidate with the least number of flaws. Or put another way, the public is voting for a person with the least deplorable and detestable characteristics. And so that's how Americans elect their leaders. Unlike politicians, I can't promise you anything. But I know this, nothing remains the same in this world. Still, there are people who remember when things were different in this country. Perhaps there are those who continue to say there were and still are injustices, and they want to correct those injustices. They say if everything were made equal, then everything would be all right. But I'm a man of nature, and I know nothing is equal in nature. There's only balance. And if something is removed, something else will replace it. We tread on dangerous ground if we turn our backs on nature. It's what made us. And if we attempt to say we're building a better world by allowing machines to replace our thinking, it'll make us weak and vulnerable to manipulation. Today, millions have become slaves by wanting more, to consume more, for a system that only wants to control who and what we should be. And it isn't working. The hundreds of thousands of homeless people that live on the streets of our cities don't represent a healthy society. Forget about equality. Drug addiction and mental illness are diseases, and making something equal won't resolve that, nor will artificial intelligence. No, they're part of a dysfunctional society, and when in the past the homeless were separated and sheltered away, mentally treated, trying to return to a normal life of respect. That's when greed and avarice hadn't taken hold of this country. And let's admit it, greed and avarice aren't part of the reason for achieving equality. That's only an attempt to lessen our feelings of guilt. Stop kidding yourself. Selfishness and narcissism can't be dealt with by equality, because only an understanding for respecting the living can. Nothing is ever equal, but life must be treated with respect and compassion. No, this country has been corrupted by values that cannot stand. We say we're a free people, but that isn't true.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga juju?
Yes, yes, track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga choo-choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga, all aboard. Chattanooga,
Chattanooga. If you want to listen to something honest, you shouldn't believe what our politicians say, because in truth, they aren't working for you. They try to convince you that everything is all right. Perhaps you've never had it so good. But those are only deceptions promoted by people who are motivated to stay in power. They're lying because a healthy society doesn't have children killing children in schools, or a government that finances two wars, or a military stationed around the world, or our financial strength is brought about by a government in debt to over $34 trillion. No, in fact, those things don't mean everything is all right, or a measure of a people with contentment. But what's more accurate to say is that this country has been corrupted by greed, self-interest, and is guided by profits. Oh, and let's not forget, they'll tell you all you need is to look younger by a cream or Botox shots to remove those wrinkles in your face. And let's not forget, if you're young and become addicted to betting on the internet, putting $5 down to get 200. That's building a stronger society, too. That's their idea of everything is all right, because our politicians want you addicted, manipulated into believing you're winning. You see, the truth is, that isn't building a healthier society. And when you accept artificial intelligence to do the thinking for you, why wouldn't you expect reading and writing of our children in schools to be lower? Why not spend 18 hours a day watching an electronic screen and end up with the values and behavior that are healthy? After all, you're free. You're not a slave to consuming. You're a contributor to a brave new world that only believes in equality. And to spend all day watching your devices, that'll make you better. Why shouldn't you believe our politicians when they tell you everything is good and you shouldn't worry about anything? What's the value of thinking for yourself anyway? Just believe in the system because we're Americans. And don't you forget it.
Let's say goodbye with a smile, dear, just for a while, dear, we must part. Don't let this parting upset you, I'll not forget you, sweetheart. We'll meet again, don't know where. Don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies chase those dark clouds far away. And I will just say hello to the folks that you know. Tell them you won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as I saw you go, you were singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
One of the problems in believing our system of governance is you can never know who to trust. And maybe that's why some people, maybe a lot of people, don't believe what our government does. Take, for example, our elected officials who keep the system going. It's true. If there's something to comment about politicians, it's that you can't rely on what they say or promise. You see, people who achieve power are often inclined to say one thing to the general public, but when the cameras aren't rolling, they do something that's completely different. Just a few days ago, I listened to Janet Yellen give a 15-minute speech in Beijing, China. I may be wrong about this, but our Secretary of the Treasury had just spent 2 weeks in China. And I don't think it was just to pick up some beautiful ancient Chinese artifacts to add to her personal collection. No, as you all know, America's government is in debt to over $34 trillion. And it wouldn't surprise me to learn she was in reality attempting to persuade the Chinese government to buy more of America's debt, so she wouldn't have to go back home in front of the cameras and tell the American people that the U.S. government was bankrupt. Instead, in her speech, she warned, and it almost sounded like a threat, that the Chinese government shouldn't do this or that because it might injure American workers. Now, this is what I'm talking about. Politicians, even though Yellen is not elected to office, are often two-faced. Ms. Yellen was speaking in Beijing, China, to the American public, trying to sound tough with the Chinese government, with their supplying weapons to Russia for prosecuting the war in Ukraine, when in fact, what she was probably saying behind closed doors to Chinese officials was to help America to get out from underneath its $34 trillion debt. That way, she wouldn't have to tell Americans their currency was worthless. I'll say this. After listening to our Secretary of the U.S. Treasury, Chinese officials were probably laughing at the content of her speech. You see, the Chinese people are an ancient people, and they know when an opponent is weak. If things are as bad as I think they are, our politicians and their propagandists will never let the American people know what's about to happen. The truth is somewhere, somehow, our government is going to collapse, both by internal violence or by external attacks. And the reasons may be many. Our generals will say we have the greatest military in the world. And on paper, they may be right. After all, we have the largest defense budget of any country, the largest number of aircraft carriers, and the largest nuclear submarine fleet. We have the greatest fighting soldiers, Marines, and Air Force, capable of defeating any opponent. But the will to fight, to follow orders, to sacrifice for this country may rapidly change if an economic failure of historic proportions takes place. And all the signs are there. In previous Garner Isn't shows, I've predicted an end of America's dollar as the reserve currency in the world, as well as the use of the petrodollar for governments purchasing oil. I've stated that I believe Iran has now achieved the production of nuclear weapons, and that the Middle East could result in a nuclear war. And I've reiterated our recent failure of our 20-year war in Afghanistan, spending trillions of dollars on a policy of nation building, not to mention our own government's debt of over $34 trillion. I could go on reminding you of the sociological violence domestically that has resulted from a consumerist economy, the obvious loss of respect for life with children killing other children, as well with the real threat of serious inflation never before seen in this country. All of these real tragedies exist in this country, and yet our leaders will never admit something is wrong. History tells us nothing remains the same, and the truth is, the prosperity we've known and were promised in our future is coming to a close.
Kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dream about you, or just how empty they all seem without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
This week on Garner Isn't, you heard music composed during World War II, beginning with three recordings of Glenn Miller's orchestra. First, My My, sung by Marion Houghton, released in 1940. Then Miller's orchestra singing Pennsylvania 65,000, recorded in 1940. Followed by a cut from Chattanooga Choo Choo, a 1941 recording. Next was a cut from the movie Dr. Strangelove, with Vera Lynn's 1939 rendition of We'll Meet Again. Then a cut of Max Steiner's Oscar-winning score for the 1942 movie Now Voyager. And to close, Kelly Killen singing with the Harry James Orchestra, It's Been a Long, Long Time, released in 1945. Stampede,
written and performed by Edward Garner in Morro Bay and Paso Robles, California.